On this week's Come On iPal, we will be talking about the emergency dial. Ah, I just had a car accident. There was a burglary at my house. Fire! What should you do in these kinds of situations? First, it is very important to call the police or the fire department to let them know. How should you call them in this situation? The above situations could happen to you at any time. So remember the important numbers that you should call in an emergency. The emergency numbers are 110, 119, and 118. First, 110 is the number for the police. If there is a traffic accident, burglary, or some kind of crime, please remember to dial it. Once you connect with the operator, remain calm and tell him or her when, where, and how the event happened, and also tell them your name and telephone number. Next, 119 is the number for the fire department. If you experience a fire, an emergency sickness, a bad injury, or any situation where you have to be transported to a hospital in an emergency, call this number. When you call 119, the first thing you will be asked is, Kaji desu ka? Kyūkyū desu ka? Is this a fire or a medical emergency? If you are calling about a fire, say, Kaji desu, and then explain where the fire is, what is burning, and also your name, address, and phone number. Be sure to tell the people in your vicinity loudly and clearly about the fire by saying, Kaji da. It's important to get help from the people around you. If it's a medical emergency or an injury that you are calling about, say, Kyūkyū desu, and tell the operator the number of sick or injured people, their situation, their ages, and their sex. Also tell the operator your name and phone number. In the event of a minor sickness or injury in which you are able to move around on your own, please use a taxi or other transportation measure and go to a hospital on your own. Finally is 118, the number to call if there is an incident on the sea. If you call one of the emergency dial numbers from a cell phone, it can be difficult to pin down the location of your signal, and it's possible that the emergency response will be slower. If you call the emergency numbers on your cell phone, be sure to locate distinguishable buildings or landmarks around you. Did you remember the emergency dial numbers? Please be aware that the person on the other end of the emergency dial may or may not speak English. So it is important to be able, at the very least, to communicate your name, address, and telephone number in basic Japanese. Be sure to practice. In the case that you cannot clearly communicate the situation or the nature of your symptoms, please find someone to help you who can speak Japanese. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese. So the next English broadcast will come on November 8th, Sunday at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about the volunteer interpreting system. This is Jeremy, signing off.